And I like the one where you make me feel. Mm-hmm. You know, and that one where I'm always busy telling how everybody makes me feel not so good. You know, and that's like, you know, and I love it too, because it's amazing how many people will tell you how you make them feel. And I can, I'm just like, wow, I'm a really powerful guy, you know? I mean, I can really make people feel things. And then I thought about it one day, and I thought, you know, if I was going to make anybody feel anything just to make my life a little better, I'd probably use elation. I would use ecstasy. Like, you feel wonderful. All of you feel wonderful right now because I need some of that. I would never be like, I want you all to be miserable. But this is where the perversion took place. And the reality of it is, just like that little kid, there's a weakness in me that likes to see you unhappy. Because if you're unhappier than I think I am, then we're all on equal playing fields. And so I will tear the world down to uplift myself from the depths of where I live. And it doesn't do it, because the reality of it is, every time I tear you down, you are nothing but a mirror in my life. And every time I turn away from you and look in the mirror, I tear me down the same way I tore you down. That's what that principle means. Judge not, for you should be judged in the same manner which you judge. You know, think about your creator. Your creator said, look, I'm going to give you free will. I'm going to let you do whatever you want, but you're going to live by this code that whoever you judge, you will judge yourself in the same manner in which you judge other people. We just turn that parable around. We don't get it like, okay, I shouldn't judge you because I would want to treat you as I treat my neighbor, as I treat myself. Not realizing the reason I don't want to judge you is because I got to put that same judgment on me. You know, and that reality of it is that when I treat you well and when I treat you with love, I get in the mirror, and if I make a mistake, you know what? I treat myself with love, backed by a power greater than any human power, because I don't see me in the mirror anymore. When you treat people well, you will not see yourself in the mirror. What you will see is a light.